Theon Govender, East Coast Radio.
What a classic from Whitney Houston. It was the latter part of the 90s. The track is called Heartbreak Hotel. And if you did have Whitney Houston on CD singles from that latter era, you would notice that all these tracks have a house version. Little fun fact. Just thought I'd just throw it in there. It is East Coast Radio. Dion in for Stacey and Jace Boo. We're coming to you live from the Hollywood Bets Kingsmead Stadium. We're here, all part of the Hollywood Bets Dolphins playing on the Tuskers. And the Dolphins are now chasing that score of 109 to win. And we'll tell you all about that update as the afternoon proceeds. So have you ever been in a position where somebody mentioned something that you know in KZN a place, and the way they pronounced it isn't the way you know it, right? So last week, one of my friends, we actually had to meet, and he said to me, I'll meet you at La Lucia Mall. And I was like, you mean La Lucia Mall? And we had this debate as to which is the right way it should be pronounced, La Lucia or La Lucia. So I went one deeper. I went onto Google, and I tried to find the roots of Lucia or Lucia. And Google confused me even further because they said if you say Lucia or Lucia, there's German or Italian descent on the pronunciations of these words. So I was like, which is the right one? I don't know. So that entire conversation didn't end well for both of us because we were confused even further. So I don't know which is the right way, La Lucia or La Lucia. But then this conversation got even deeper because we posted this question on the East Coast Radio Facebook page. What are some of the places in KZN that people pronounce weirdly? We are not saying it's wrong, one person's right or wrong. It's just we pronounce it weirdly. And if you'd like to join in on the conversation, you can send us a voice note on WhatsApp. You have to send us the voice note because we want to hear how you pronounce it and how you think it should be pronounced. Or how do other people pronounce it weirdly? So if you'd like to tell us, send us a voice note, give us your name up front, and tell us the place in KZN that people pronounce weirdly to 061-792-9495. And this is what someone called Kay had to say to start the conversation.
Hey, Dion, it's Kate. It's actually so funny. We were on a road trip down the far north coast, and my cousin read a signboard as Halloui, Halloui. Can you guess where we were?
East Coast Radio. Theon Govender, East Coast Radio.
Hey, Dion G. It's Michelle. My area is Sepingo, which is actually named after the Sepingo River. Most visitors, well, unfortunately, they cannot pronounce the name as Sepingo. And they say Isipingo and a whole array of other mispronunciations. So we locals, to make it easy on them, we simply say, just say Spingo. You're coming to Spingo.
One Republic on KZN's number one heavy six station, East Coast Radio. And I got to say, this conversation about mispronunciation of places, we're not verifying the places. We'd love to know how you pronounce it and or how you heard it. By the way, the first voice note, I got to say, it's called Shishlui. I think that is the place that they were looking at, I think. But let's hear what you had to say about places that people mispronounce in KZN.
Hey KZN, it's Larissa. So one place that I've learned how to pronounce is Kloof. And a lot of people say Kloof, but it's supposed to be Kloof.
Yo, what's up KZN? This is Mnasha from Empangeni. It's not Eshawe, it's Eshowe. When you say Eshawe, direct translation means somebody should get beaten up.
Hey KZN, Neil here from Pinetown. Listen, I get it. There's no master for pronunciation, right? But I really feel like we should just agree on one way to pronounce Empangeni. I've heard people pronounce it Impangeni, and I'm sorry, I just cannot get behind that.
Hey, Dion G, it's Michelle. My area is Sepingo, which is actually named after the Sepingo River. Most visitors, well, unfortunately, they cannot pronounce the name as Sepingo, and they say Isipingo and a whole array of other mispronunciations. pronunciations. So we locals, to make it easy on them, we simply say, just say...
How's it doing, yeah? It's Mike here, everybody's favorite. Weird places people pronounce. I'd say Ikopo. A lot of certain people in the area call it Ikopo, you know, but it's Ikopo.
There's two versions of this particular song from Jennifer Lopez for J-Lo, because this was the transition phase when she said, I want to be called J-Lo, or Jenny from the Block. And this is the remix with Ja Rule. And Ja Rule, if you didn't remember, back in the early 2000s, he dominated the hip-hop scene. And this collaboration together was just iconic. I'm Real on East Coast Radio. We are broadcasting live from the Hollywood Best Kingsmead Stadium. The Dolphins setting out to chase at 109 for victory. At the moment, they are 46-1 after 5.5 overs. We'll keep you updated on the score. Early on this afternoon, we had an interesting conversation, and we will still talk about this because we're keeping it light and happy on a Friday afternoon. What is the one place in KZN that people always mispronounce? Munashe, welcome to East Coast Radio. How are you?
I'm good, Dion. How's it, man? How's it?
Okay. Whereabouts are you from, by the way?
I'm from Mpangeni, bro. Between East Coast Radio and Mpangeni.
Okay, lovely place. I always love that side of the world. I'm due for a visit, but we'll save that conversation for later. Tell me, what is the one... Tell me, what is that one place, that place in KZN that people always get it wrong?
Okay, so I work in between Mpangeni and Eshowe as well. So my boss is this thing where he's like, yo, we need to vibe to Eshowe. We need to vibe Eshowe. And I'm like, I can't even correct him, you know, because he's my boss. So it's like, okay, I don't want to do that to him. So now I get so pleased when he says Eshowe because it changes the meaning of the place, you know. So it gets really, like, it gets to me. And when I try to, like, correct him, it's like, you can't do that. He's your boss and stuff, you know. But Eshowe, definitely, you know, always, it's Eshowe, not Eshowe, you know.
Eshowe, okay.
Eshowe, yeah, you know, it sounds a lot better.
Okay, okay, but do you think your boss is listening to the show right now?
I hope he is. I think this is a direct way I'm telling you.
Because if he's listening, you just schooled him right now on East Coast Radio.
Yeah, I'm sorry, boss, but I have to.
Oh, Munashe, thank you very much for sharing with that. Usho, so give it to us one more time. You can own it. How do you pronounce it, just in case?
It's Eshowe.
Eshowe. Eshowe.
Eshowe.
Thank you very much. You actually made a lot of people smile this afternoon, including me. So thank you for that.
Okay, cool, man. Have an awesome day.
KZN's number one hip music station, East Coast Radio. Got your traffic coming up next. We are broadcasting live from the Hollywood Bets Kingsmead Stadium. And the guy who's controlling us in HQ is Ethan Kosi, who's is actually pressing the buttons. But I heard him sing the song in the background off that version, and I think Joshua Catterson would be so proud of hearing his version, and if only you guys heard it too, because it was just funny and sweet at the same time. So big up Ati for that. It was really cool. KZN's number one hip music station, and I gotta say, everyone who dropped us a voice note, there were so many that came through this afternoon about places in KZN that people pronounce weirdly. We're not saying wrong or right, we're just saying weirdly. So all I want to say is thank you for sharing, and let's listen to the last batch on the show.
It's Stephen, yeah? A lot of places are pronounced wrong, but the biggest one, although it's spelt Pine Town, it's actually pronounced Crom Town.
Gone, love.
Hey, KZN, Neil here from Pine Town. Listen, I get it. There's no master of a pronunciation, right? But I really feel like we should just agree on one way to pronounce Mpangeni. I've heard people pronounce it Mpangeni, and I'm sorry, I just cannot get behind that.
Hi, Leon Brennan, yeah. Some people say Ushaka. It's not Ushaka, it's Ushaka.
Hey, Dion, it's Kate. It's actually so funny. We were on a road trip down the far north coast, and my cousin read a signboard as Halooey, Halooey. Can you guess where we were?
Theon Govender, East Coast Radio.